सुबह तो मेरे सामने तीन हुरे बैठी हैं और साथ में बारी मलिक साहब बैठे हैं एंड फ्रॉम कनेक्टिंग अपॉर्चुनिटीज वी हैव गॉट बारी मलिक एंड सुरिया बीबी आमरा बीबी एंड लिंदवे मपरांगा as well and who are here and they're from Connecting Opportunities in Halifax and they're going to talk to us a little bit about the work that they do, the wonderful work that they do and how people can benefit from that work as well. And in fact, to be honest, I do I need to apologize to them because very recently they invited me to an event of theirs at a church in Huddersfield and unfortunately I wasn't able to make it there. But anyway, that'll be rectified today because I've got them here in the studio with me and we'll be having a long chat with them. Unfortunately, aaj aapke pasand ke gaane hum nahi chala sakte because aaj itne interviews hai ke it won't be possible. Lekin hamare baad Anila ji aayengi aur wo aapko entertain karti rahengi with her her words of wisdom. I always listen to Anila because she's got always something wonderful to say. And we've got Prophecy on at the moment with Be Real. Mere saath hona chahti ho to Be Real. I do like this. If you want to be with me, then Be Real by Prophecy. Lovely, lovely guy from Canada. So, a little after 12 o'clock today, 6 months after hometown, how do you feel about it now? Was it a conversation that needed starting, or has it done more damage than good? Well, that's certainly food for thought here in Huddersfield. I know a lot of people have certainly got strong opinions about that, and do keep listening to Radio Sangam after 12 o'clock. We'll be discussing that in much more detail, and an opportunity for you to call in and talk about that. The telephone number, as always, is 01484 817705. Do be aware that we will be taking your calls live on air directly in that segment of the show. But you know, do say what you feel and think within, obviously, rules and regulations. I don't want any swearing on here. We're a family radio station. But certainly, if you've got strong opinions, do let us know about it. In the background, you've got Lela Lela, a cover version by Rooj Khan, the lovely Rooj from Huddersfield. You know, she's a single mom and started singing about 3 years ago and is doing extremely well. And well done to her. And moving swiftly on, whilst we've got Rooj on in the background, I want to bring in my first two guests, Amra Bibi and Lindwe Mapranga, who are... Amra is a manager for the Children's Society, and Lindwe is a key worker and a volunteer coordinator, both with Connecting Opportunities. A very good morning to both of you.
Morning.
How are you? Well, no, thank you very much for coming in. I know it's quite a cold morning. So how was your journey here this morning? So tell me a little bit more about Connecting Opportunities and your work, the work that you do. Because you kind of work across Colderdale and Kirklees, I suppose. So it affects the people here and, of course, in Halifax and the wider Colderdale area.
So, Connecting Opportunities is funded by the European Social Fund and the Community Fund. We work with, the project is to work with migrants and refugees. We welcome men and women aged 15 and above who have permission to work in the UK but not in work, who live across the Lee City region, which is Craven, Harrogate, Bradford, Leeds, Calderdale, Kirklees, Wakefield, Selby and York. And Children's Society cover the whole Lee City region. There's two partners here, which is the Children's Society and the Halifax Opportunity Trust. But there's 10 partners in total. The 10 partners that are currently working on the Connecting Opportunities project is, as I mentioned, the Children's Society, the Halifax Opportunity Trust, Leeds Asylum Seeker Support Network, Migration Yorkshire, who are the lead, Nova Dominion, PAF Yorkshire, Solace, Touchstone and the Women's Centre.
Right, okay, so essentially it's for people that are in the UK, they've arrived within the last 10 years or so. They have permission to work in the United Kingdom,
yes.
But are currently unemployed or not in work or...
Yeah.
I suppose, the equivalent of job seekers in reality. But they might have certain requirements with regards to skills, maybe language barriers, maybe issues such as mental health or trauma from countries that they've arrived from due to, you know, maybe if they've come from a war-torn region or other areas of atrocity. And I suppose one of your roles is to kind of help them seek employment and maybe help them in other ways as well with regards to their health and well-being?
It's to help them to, like, develop the skills and opportunities and find work and be part of, like, the local community. It's like creating new local connections and opportunities for local people by volunteer mentors and befrienders, and for employers to provide work placement to help people to get a foothold in the job market. And Lindy, who's here today, she's going to tell you a bit about her role as the mentoring and befriending side. But it's just generally just to help them to improve their English, developing the skills that are needed to gain employment in the UK, feeling part of the community, and increasing the confidence and the well-being.
Just bring Lindway in. Lindway, what sort of issues do people from these communities face that are unique to them that maybe people from the UK who are 15 and above and unemployed don't feel? Is there something that's particularly unique to this group of people?
I think the starting point is the language barrier. They obviously have English as a second language. So the first type of support that we help them is get them into ESOL classes, English-speaking classes, make sure they improve their English. That way, they broaden their opportunities to get jobs. And I think another aspect is just the integration side of it. They're fairly new to the country. They don't know how to navigate the systems. So aspect of our project is to support them with community integration. And like Amra mentioned, we provide volunteer mentors. So this is extra support that we give them so that they have a mentor that they meet one-to-one each week who can provide extra support in terms of helping them put together, for example, a CV, look for online job, complete online job applications, help them with their reading and writing English so that they can improve their English speaking skills.
Right. Okay. Do you find that people from these communities are facing other challenges that have been more recently developed due to political issues? So, for example, we've now had an election recently, and the government has moved to get Brexit done, I think is the buzzword, you know, which is almost like closing down and putting up barriers to new migrants. Do people from these communities come across any negativity from people with regards to their heritage or where they're from or those sorts of things? Or do you feel that they are kind of integrating well, albeit not having the skills necessary?
Yeah, I think at times the media perception of immigrants is not necessarily the great, and I think sometimes they face more prejudice and discrimination, and that way it gives them that they face more barriers. Already they're experiencing, you know, barriers in terms of navigating a new system, how to find a job in the UK, how the job centre is set up, how to get benefits. So sometimes having that prejudice and the discrimination they face, I think that's more barriers for them. And also, like you mentioned, the difficult journeys that they have had. Some are coming from war-torn countries, they've got lots of trauma, and they need support with their mental health. So as part of the Connecting Opportunities Project, we have a service, we have two organizations, Touchstone and Solace. They provide mental health support, so they provide counseling sessions to help improve their well-being.
Right, okay, well, that's wonderful. But you work with very young people from the age of 15, let's say. Now, I mean, with somebody who's 15, they may not be expected to work that early on, and they might still be at school age, albeit that they're not maybe able to get into a school because they're at the very end of sort of legal schooling within the United Kingdom. Is there anything specific that you do to support the very young that are here in the United Kingdom?
So, yes, as part of Connecting Opportunities, we have organizations like Path Yorkshire. So they provide educational support because, as you mentioned, necessarily sometimes when they come to the country, maybe the school term has already started and there's no places available. So we are able to refer them to places like Halifax Opportunities Trust, which is where Saraya and Barry work. There's also Horton Housing and Perth Yorkshire, they provide that educational support, ESOL classes, any training opportunities to, you know, improve their English speaking skills, to improve their job opportunities as well, or any training courses that can help them, you know, integrate into the community and find jobs as well.
Right, okay. So just to bring in Barry Malik and Saraya Bibi, who are from Connecting Opportunities, because Connecting Opportunities has just been mentioned, and Horton Housing Trust as well, who I know have helped significantly with refugees, particularly from Syria, in Huddersfield, and certainly there's a few Syrian refugees that have received some excellent support from Horton Housing Trust with regards to settling in, let's say, into the United Kingdom. First of all, Saraya ji, assalamu alaikum, kaisi hain aap?
It's great to be here with Sangam Radio. Thank you for having us, Kaisar.
Thank you very much for coming in. Tell me a little bit about Connecting Opportunities.
Like Amra and Linda, where my colleagues have mentioned, if I could do it in Urdu, please. Connecting Opportunities is a munfrid program, a very unique program. Un logon ke liye hai jo ne log, new arrival migrants or refugees aaye hue hain yahan UK mein. Wo log jo mustaqil yahan rehne ke liye aaye hue hain, jin logon ko taqreeban jaise aapne sahi farmaya ki 10 saal se kam yahan hue UK mein aaye hue. To main maqsad program ka ye hai ki jaise hi ye log jinki nayi aamad hoti hai UK mein, hum unhe UK society mein settle hone mein unki aasani kar saken. جیسے کہ میرے کولیگز نے فرمایا کہ یہاں کنیکٹنگ اپرچونیٹیز میں 10 پارٹنرز ہیں ان کی اپنی اپنی اسپیشلزم ہے ایز اے کی پارٹنر چلڈرن سوسائٹی نے اپنے پروگرام کے بارے میں بتایا ہے کہ وہ 15 پلس ینگسٹرز کے ساتھ کام کرتے ہیں میں اور باری ہالیفیکس اپرچونیٹیز کو آج ریپرزینٹ کر رہے ہیں اور حالانکہ ہم کنیکٹنگ اپرچونیٹیز کے بارے میں انسائٹ دینا چاہ رہے ہیں لیکن آئی تھنک ایچ پارٹنر کی جو خصوصی سروس ہے اس کے لیے بتانا بھی ضروری ہے لیکن اوور آل یہ ہے کہ جو لوگ یہاں نئے آئے ہیں آئی تھنک بیک گراؤنڈ میں جانا تھوڑا لازمی ہوگا کہ یورپین سوشل فنڈ وہ ترجیح دیتے ہیں ایسی فنڈنگز کو ڈسٹریبیوٹ کرنے میں کہ جو نیو ارائیولس ہیں ٹرینڈ چینج ہو چکا ہے یو کے ایز اے سوسائٹی ڈائیورس سوسائٹی چینج ہو رہی ہے ہمارے ڈیموگرافکس چینج ہو چکی ہیں نیو کمیونٹیز ارائیو ہو رہی ہیں ہمارے لیے چیلنجز بہت زیادہ بڑھ گئے ہیں جیسے آپ جانتے ہوں گے مسئلے مسائل بڑھ گئے ہیں ان میں آسانی پیدا کرنے کے لیے کنیکٹنگ اپرچونیٹیز جیسا پروگرام جو ہے نا انٹروڈیوس ہوا ہے تاکہ ہم آسانیاں پیدا کر سکیں ان لوگوں کے لیے جو نئے آتے ہیں برعکس جو سیٹلڈ کمیونٹیز آئے ہوئے تھے 30-40 سال پہلے جو لوگ آئے تھے ایسے موقع اتنے زیادہ فراہم نہیں ہوتے تھے لیکن ابھی یہ ہے کہ جیسے لنڈوے کہہ رہی ہے کہ آتے ساتھ ہی آپ کو اپنی کمیونٹی کے بارے میں جاننا کہ میرے ہوم سوسائٹی کیا ہے ان میں کون کون سی سروسز موجود ہیں تاکہ آتے ساتھ ہی ان کو ایکسیس کر سکے آسانی سے
جی سریا جی آپ نے ابھی مینشن کیا ہے یورپین سوشل فنڈ
جی
سو اب کیا یہ پروجیکٹ اس پہ کوئی رسک تو نہیں ہے بیکاز ہم اب یورپ سے باہر نکل رہے ہیں تو یہ سوشل فنڈ کی جو ایکسیسبلٹی ہے یہ ختم ہو رہی ہے کہ یہ فنڈنگ اویلیبل ہے فار دا نیکسٹ فیو ایئرز انٹل دس پروجیکٹ کنکلوڈز کیا اس کے بارے میں کچھ
یہ بہت اہم سوال اٹھایا کیسر صاحب آپ نے ابھی پہلے جب یہ انٹروڈیوس ہوا تھا یہ 2 سال کا پروجیکٹ تھا تو یورپین سوشل فنڈ ہمارے لیے آئی تھنک پوری برطانیہ کے لیے ایک بہت زیادہ فائدہ مند ادارہ ہے کیونکہ خاص طور پر جیسے میں نے پہلے کہا ہے کہ یہ لوگ ترجیح دیتے ہیں ایجوکیشن اور ٹریننگ کو اینڈ آئی تھنک یہ جاننا بہت ضروری ہے کہ آگے کیا ہوگا جیسے آپ نے سوال اٹھایا ہے آئی تھنک دا سکسیس اسپیکس فار اٹ سیلف کیونکہ ہم نے جو فیڈ بیک دیے اپنے فنڈرز کو ہم نے کہا ہے کہ جو لانگ ٹرم سسٹینیبل پروجیکٹس ہیں ان کو برقرار رکھنا لازمی ہے سو ابھی سے ہم اس کمیونیکیشن کو سٹارٹ کریں ایک ڈائیلاگ سٹارٹ کریں تاکہ ہمارا جو رابطہ ہے ابھی یورپین سوشل فنڈ کے ساتھ ہم انہیں मनाने में ये कोशिश करें कि ऐसे प्रोजेक्ट्स अगर ना रहें कम्युनिटीज में तो उनका प्रोफाउंड इम्पैक्ट क्या हो सकता है, क्या नुकसान हो सकता है इसके रिमूवल से. लेकिन आपके सवाल की तरफ अगर आऊं तो ये कहना शायद हमारे लिए मुश्किल है क्योंकि हम पॉलिटिकली इन्वॉल्व नहीं हो सकते हैं. तो अभी हमें कुछ पता नहीं कि फंडिंग क्या है, वो अनसर्टनटी अभी है. लेकिन जो हमारा लीड पार्टनर है माइग्रेशन यॉर्कशायर, आई थिंक वो इस कन्वर्सेशन को जारी रखेंगे कि आगे क्या होने वाला. लेकिन हम ये जरूर कह सकते हैं कि वो वेरी पॉजिटिव है, मुस्बत सोच रखते हैं कि क्योंकि जो कामयाबी हमें हासिल हुई है लोगों को एंगेज करने में, इससे ये जाहिर होता है कि एविडेंस है कि ऐसे प्रोजेक्ट्स रहना जरूरी है.
Yeah. And, कितने लोग हैं जिनको आप सपोर्ट कर रहे हैं इस वक्त?
Overall, connecting opportunities में ये हमारा, I think, we're into our phase two, third year है. हमने तकरीबन 950 से ज्यादा लोग new migrants और refugees को support किया हुआ है.
अच्छा, तो ये जो migrants हैं ज्यादातर किस इलाकों से आ रहे हैं? ये mixed है के एक एक इलाका ज्यादा
नहीं,
इसमें है,
यानी ग्लोबली या मुख्तलिफ इंटरनेशनल कम्युनिटीज से आ रहे माइग्रेंट्स का अगर आप कह लें तो ज्यादातर ये पाकिस्तान से मेजॉरिटी जो है तादाद आ रहे हैं, जो स्पाउस वीजा लेके आ रहे हैं विद अ व्यू टू सेटल हियर, जो मुस्तकिल तौर पर यहां रहना चाहते हैं. इंडिया से हैं, बांग्लादेश से हैं. रेफ्यूजीज जो हमारे महाजरीन कम्युनिटीज हैं वो तकरीबन बारी साहब आपको बताएंगे कि अफगानिस्तान, ईरान, इराक, कांगो, अफ्रीकन कंट्रीज से भी आ रहे हैं.
राइट, ओके. सो ऑब्वियसली अ वेरी वर्थी प्रोजेक्ट व्हिच हैज यू नो, आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू से इट्स एट रिस्क ड्यू टू फंडिंग, बट सर्टेनली इट्स डूइंग सम गुड वर्क एंड इट्स लुकिंग एट फर्दरिंग अपॉर्चुनिटीज टू ब्रिंग or to continue the funding to continue the good work that's going on. We're just going to go to a short commercial break and then we'll bring back Surayaji and we'll bring in Barry Malik as well, who'll tell us a little bit more about connecting opportunities. Just to remind you, at lunchtime today, if you've got any thoughts and processes, some thoughts about the hometown documentary, then do keep those thoughts to yourself, keep them at the forefront of your mind, because you'll be have an opportunity to call in on 01484817705 and have a chat about that. We'll be back straight after this.